The next level of scaling is an ordinal scale. An ordinal is related to order, and all you can do with ordinal data are order them. So you might have numbers, again, like we did for nominal, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In this case, there is an order to these things, but that's all there is. So you might have a case where, let's say, well, let's look at Olympic medals. You have a first place, a second place, a third place, or you could, you know, gold, silver, and bronze. Even if you say gold, silver, and bronze, this is still ordinal because there is order implied. Gold is better than silver. Silver is better than gold. I'm sorry, silver is better than bronze. But how much better one is than the other, you can't say. So a person might win the gold medal in a race by, you know, a hundredth of a second, and the third place person may be 2 seconds behind. So there's a real close distance between, in this case, between the gold and the silver, and a much bigger distance between the silver and the bronze. So we have them in order, but the interval between gold, silver, and bronze, or first, second, and third, is really essentially unimportant. I use Miss America as another example. I mean, we have Miss America, then we have the first runner-up and the second runner-up. That's an order, but it doesn't really say how much better any one was than the other. There could have been a real close contest between second and third, whereas the first place winner was a walkaway. So there's no sense that the distance is similar, only that there's this order in the places.